This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. Firefighters.
That's their other band.
I'm having a hard time talking today. This always happens. I've been on the air since 3 o'clock in the morning. Hi, Chad's off, by the way, for those of you who are just tuning in. My name is Chris Seggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. My real job is doing the news there over at the 5. Do that in the morning from 5:30 to 7. Take a little break. Do some show prep. Come back. Do a show called Minnesota Live from 9 to 10. And then I'm here today. So I've not taken a nap, and I apologize for being tongue-tied. The Foo Fighters, have you ever seen them in concert before?
Twice, yes. I think.
It's a great show.
They are tremendous. First time I saw them, I was not a huge fan.
Yep.
I rapidly became a
huge
fan.
You become a fan.
Yes.
We saw them when they were sort of ascending. They opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers long time ago, and the Chili Peppers were the headliner. And the Foo Fighters blew them out of the water. Yeah. It was embarrassing how bad the Chili Peppers seemed after coming on after the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, the Foos put on a phenomenal show. They bring it. Bring it.
Anthony Kiedis was just, what I got to get it to you, mama. It seemed boring. Like it just seemed terrible. And I'm like, and I've never liked the Red Hot Chili Peppers ever since then either. And I don't know if it's because they had a bad show or if it's because the Foo Fighters had such a good show.
Wow. They ruined you on the Peppers.
Yeah, it did. And they apparently put on a heck of a show at the old Yacht Club thing earlier this summer.
Yes, they were very good. A couple guys I know very well went over and said they loved it.
Heard they were very good. All right, let's talk. I want to talk about the Minnesota Twins a little bit in a different context than maybe most of you would think of the Twins. David, what's the situation, your analysis of where we're at with the Twins season right now? I know they're 4 games back from Cleveland. Cleveland leads the division. They're starting a series with Kansas City, and Kansas City's nipping at our bud. They're like a half game back from where we are, right?
Very tight is the wild card race. Twins still in a decent spot to get the wild card, but it definitely feels like things are teetering with this. Specifically, the starting pitching, you lose Joe Ryan. And
yep.
So it's going to be a sprint to the end.
And then because we are who we are as Minnesota sports fans, we're just sort of getting that feeling.
Of course. It's that time of year where you start to get that feeling. And the Vikings starting up, everything's going to go to nowhere.
And I don't remember. I mean, obviously last year we made a pretty decent little playoff run, really. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember where we were at this time last year. Were we leading the division pretty significantly? Because I thought it got up pretty close between us and Cleveland last year at this time, too.
Yeah, I think it was fairly comfortable, if I remember. And I'd have to look back. But
I think we had been up, and then Cleveland sort of started coming at us a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, okay. So we're a little uncomfortable with where we're at with the Twins. Not feeling 100% confident that we're going to blast into the postseason and just make a run.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's fair.
Well, it won't be because they are not getting enough sleep. You know how important that is to athletes, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It's very important. And we've got the man who's in charge of that, maybe not in charge of all their sleep schedules. We've got Dr. Michael Howell. He's with the University of Minnesota, Medical Director, Sleep Performance Training for Athletes. Dr. Howell, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Chris. Great to talk to you.
Dr. Howell's a regular on Minnesota Live. We love having him on, love talking sleep. I think we talk about the lack of sleep generally on Minnesota Live in particular because of our sleep hours. But Dr. Howell, tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing with the twins.
Well, thanks, Chris. Great to chat with you. So the twins have recognized, as a lot of baseball teams have, that sleep is a critical component of performance. If you're trying to hit a slider at 96 miles an hour, you probably want to be awake, alert, ready to go. And the lifestyle of a professional athlete makes that very, very difficult between practices and game time switching and travel and injuries. And so really what you're talking about is just trying to make things better. You try to improve on your nutrition, you try to improve on your workouts, and you just try to make sleep better. And if you can sleep better than your opponents, that can give you an edge and that can help you win.
So are there some specifics you can offer of things that you're doing with them?
So the three important components are, one, get the right timing of sleep. So this has to do with your circadian rhythm. Everybody has a 24-hour body clock, and everybody's is a little bit different. And to try to align that clock, and there are strategies that you can use, whether or not it's bright light or melatonin, you can move that clock around so that you're going to be at your peak performance when you got to be standing at the plate or you're on the pitcher's mound. Number two, take care of the quality of sleep. So if you have sleep apnea or an underlying sleep condition, get it taken care of. It's very common, as even for young, healthy athletes, to have sleep disorders. And three, just try to optimize the duration of sleep as much as possible. Minimize sleep deprivation. Try to get extra sleep, even if that means taking a nap here or there, getting extra sleep on rest days, that sort of thing.
I would think that with the life of a professional athlete, and particularly baseball with such an extremely long season and a pretty rigorous or robust travel schedule, they're spending a lot of time in hotels. How do you help them with all the travel that they've got? Because I would think just sleeping in a hotel can be tough for lots of folks anyway.
It's an incredible grind. I mean, what they do is just, amazing. It's 162 games, and it's just like, God, do they really need to play this many? but it's,
I think a lot of us would argue, no, they do not need to play that many, but.
Well, and I my hat's off to the organization for just kind of recognizing the value, because they're bombarded with, everybody's got a different idea on how to, help improve offensive performance or pitching performance or whatever it is. And so they took a chance and were willing to prioritize sleep, and that sometimes means, that means changing lighting. It means, going with a schedule in terms of, what time to take a nap, what time not to take a nap, dealing with time zone changes, target bedtimes, target wake times, maybe adjusting them accordingly a little bit based on, when somebody's going to be pitching. So if somebody's not going to be pitching tomorrow, maybe it's a good idea to let them fly home and sleep in their own bed, and so that, 2 to 3 days later they can actually, be on the mound and ready to go.
I was going to say, that's interesting. I would have never thought of that, but that makes perfect sense. Like, why be there?
Well, they definitely, they want to be there. I mean, for all the right reasons, camaraderie. They do provide a lot of, insight in terms of, intelligence, kind of scouting out the opposition. But it's the players and the whole organization is really a class act, and trying to help out a little bit on the margins. In addition to that, this is also for their long-term health, right? So at some point, their career is going to be over, and we don't want them suffering with sleep apnea or insomnia, conditions that can lead to, long-term cardiovascular risk.
I say I'm really hats off, and you mentioned it, but for the twins for even sort of thinking about this. We have seen such an evolution over the years of how athletes treat their bodies, and I think it's probably pretty tough because a lot of these guys are young and they're at their peak physical fitness, and they're rich. They've got everything kind of going for them. But to actually start concentrating on the importance of nutrition and, you know, some of the other pieces like sleep, which I think every other day, we were joking via email the last couple of days, but every other day there's some kind of study that comes out that puts in more of a value on sleep. It's super important for people.
It is, and I've been working with athletes for about 20 years, and there's been a revolution. Very similar to if you go back a few generations earlier in terms of like weightlifting, what do I need to do weightlifting for? I just play the game. Nutrition, what do I need nutrition for? I can drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes. That's long gone. Now is how do I possibly tune my sleep up so that it can be a little bit better than the competition? And, you know, they also, you can't argue. You know, when people are sleeping better, they know it, and they can clearly feel that they're performing better.
All right, so if the Twins don't make a good, deep postseason run, it's not because of the sleep. You're doing your job, Doc.
Well, their success completely depends upon the guys on the field, and they're doing everything they possibly can do.
I'm not going to hold you accountable. You're doing your part. So we're going to take a break here real quick. Ask everybody out there in the audience, how much sleep are you getting? StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. How much sleep are you getting, and how much sleep does Dr. Howell say you need to be able to avoid some long-term problems? So we'll talk more with Dr. Howell when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Continuing conversation now with Dr. Michael Howell, University of Minnesota, sleep expert with them. Dr. Howell, thanks for joining us. How's your Friday going so far? Are you doing all right?
Oh, it's great. It's cool. Football's coming, and we are in a playoff chase.
it's good to be there, right? And we're always optimistic about the Vikings before the season starts because we've got they haven't let us down yet.
I usually hang in there until mid-November at least.
Smart man. And then by then we're usually, well, we feel the way we feel. So we're talking about sleep and specifically, I would say probably lack thereof. How much sleep should people be getting?
I care less about the volume and just how you feel when you get up in the morning. So if you're waking up, you're tired and groggy, and you need to sleep in on the weekends, you're not getting enough. And if otherwise you're waking up and you're feeling pretty good, you're done.
I like that you didn't put a number on it because I think a lot of people hear a number and then they get anxiety because they're not reaching that number.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, as you get older, we tend to wake up frequently, intermittently in the middle of the night. That is normal. The goal is not one consolidated 8 hours of unconsciousness, but instead enough sleep so that you're feeling good, refreshed, ready to go.
Oh, that's good to know, too. Some of us of a certain age are getting up to go to the bathroom about 900 times every night, which is great.
900's a bit. 900's a bit much.
Maybe I'm going to see a different doctor for that problem. But talk to me about brain health, because I've been reading a lot lately about dementia and long-term effects of not getting good sleep.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So this has to do with my research at the University of Minnesota. I study the relationship between poor sleep and neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. There's growing evidence to suggest that these conditions are caused at least in large part by poor sleep. So if we can understand that and we can optimize someone's sleep, then there is a hope that we can help develop treatments and cures for Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease.
And I know a lot of your guys' research has to do with doing studies, and you are always, it seems like, having some kind of a sleep study going on. Do you need people right now?
Oh, we do. Thank you, Chris, for asking. So we have projects ongoing right now. We're looking, including for people who are just healthy sleepers. So people who otherwise sleep well, we need healthy controls. So if you're between the ages of 40 and 70, you can reach out to us, and I think we can get the information to you guys to link to your webpage if you'd be so kind, Chris.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. This is all podcastable, so we'll put that information there. Dr. Howell, good to talk to you. Am I going to see you at the St. Thomas game this weekend?
I will be there. Rough. It's going to be a tough one against Northern Iowa, but hopefully the Tommies can pull it out.
Fantastic. Fun fact, Dr. Howell has a nephew on the team, and my son's on the team. So good stuff. Roll Toms. Thank you, Todd. Good to see you, Doc.
Bye-bye.
All right. So when we come back, this is very exciting because it's Friday, and that means we play David Harrigan's favorite game, Am I Wrong?
The world's favorite game, Chris.
The world's favorite game.
Yes. Recent studies, recent survey has shown.
The world's...
It just beat Monopoly.
You would put Monopoly at the world... Is that...
No, Monopoly's a terrible game.
I hate Monopoly.
Zero games of Monopoly in the history of Monopoly have ever been finished.
Like, I'm not worried about money enough in my life. I'm going to play a game about money?
I don't want to buy Marvin Gardens.
Stop it. Keep your Park Place and just shove it. All right. Still ahead for you. News Talk 830 WCCO. All right. So what's this all about, David?
Like you don't know. Like you aren't sitting at home listening.
I am normally listening every Friday at this time.
I should hope so. Well,
explain it to me like I am a child.
You're asking for the people that perhaps don't listen every Friday.
Explain it to me like the guy who just... blew the weather because I forgot that I was supposed to do that.
That's
there.
Fine. Barlow does that all the time in the morning, right? You got to wake him up on the 5.
Got to wake him up. Too busy looking at his phone or something.
It's simple. I've got several topics that I will get into here. I'll dive into. I will let you know how I feel about that topic. And I will simply ask you, am I wrong? And it's up for you to make that decision if
I get to
wrong.
Be the ruling authority?
You Jim,
no.
I wouldn't say authority.
No. Are you looking for someone to just agree with you?
No. I'd like for you to not only agree, but also praise my brilliance.
Okay.
Could you do that for me?
TBD on that, but okay.
Okay. Well.
All right. I like it.
Of course you do. It's brilliant.
Obviously.
All right. Let's start with, let's start with this one because I saw something shocking. Yesterday.
Oh, you did? What was that?
Shocking. I was driving home, and, they got the electronic billboards.
Yep.
So I went advertising a furniture company.
Okay.
And a sale they had going on, the Labor Day sale.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, self, isn't it a little late for a Labor Day sale? We're already a few days after. I think we should be moving on from that now.
Yeah.
But then I looked closer at that sign, and this wasn't just the regular Labor Day sale. This is a Labor Day sale that had been extended.
Oh.
Extended.
It was that big of a sale.
Yes. How about that?
Days were added.
So successful, popular demand, they extended the Labor Day sale.
Next thing you're going to do is tell me they're going out of business, too.
It's never been done in the history of sales or furniture, I tell you what. Okay. Why do furniture stores or car dealerships, whoever, that sell the pricier items, Why do we continue with this charade?
Why are we playing that game?
It's the lamest pricing scam in the history of pricing scams. Every furniture store has a sale every single day of the week, of the month, and of the year. And if you ever find somebody you love and care for that says, hey, I bought a new couch or a bedroom set, and I paid full price, you should get access to their wallet for 6 months, because clearly they don't care enough to take care
okay,
of it.
Okay, you're right.
Am I wrong?
You're right about part of this. But you're wrong about the other part.
Oh, please explain to me, oh wise one.
I did a story about this a number of years ago, and it was specifically about holidays like Memorial Day, Labor Day. Why do furniture stores have sales on said days? Wasn't this a DeRusha bit back in the day on Channel 4?
Probably everything's been a DeRusha bit.
Good question.
Good question.
It was not a good question, but so the deal is on holidays – oftentimes, people are off, and they don't have to work.
Shocking. And so, I've never heard about that before. Yeah,
well, right, but what are they going to do? They're going to go buy furniture because it's a one day they have the day off together to be able to go and do something. Let's go jump on this mattress or let's go do this, that, or whatever. So they actually do sell more on holidays because they've got people there. It's not necessarily just a bit.
Well, it is just a bit. I'm not arguing that people take a holiday when they're home together making a big purchase, that they perhaps choose that day to go out.
Right.
I'm saying telling us that you extended the sale.
Yeah.
No,
that's
didn't
garbage.
Extend the sale. That is a bunch of garbage, as you said.
That's garbage.
And starting on Saturday, you're going to have the Saturday sale.
That is garbage.
And pretty soon you're going to have the Tuesday sale. And then the Columbus / Indigenous Peoples Day sale is going to come around
next
month.
Great sale, by the way. Great sale.
Big fan of that one?
Yep, great sale. You can get the entire United States for a couple of feathers and beads.
That's it. That is a nice deal.
Wasn't a great deal for the sellers on that one. But buyers got a good deal.
Let's talk about another way to save some money, shall we?
Yep.
He's familiar with, I think it's primarily, maybe even exclusively a Facebook thing, the Buy Nothing groups.
Oh, I love me some Facebook Marketplace.
Yes. Well, this is even better than Facebook Marketplace. Because Facebook Marketplace, you typically have to spend a little bit of money.
Yeah.
A couple bucks for a used pin cushion or something like that.
Right.
The buy nothing is simply when you have a piece of junk that you want to get rid of and you say, hey, anybody want this?
Half-eaten piece of cheese.
That is so close to being more true than you perhaps even realize. In just the past few days, I had to join one of these a couple months ago because we were trying to get rid of a couch.
Yeah.
Something seemed perfect for a buy nothing group. We're not looking for a lot of money for it. We just like somebody who wants a couch to take it off our hands so we don't have to figure that part out.
Yep.
That was all.
It's fair.
Well, now I get the updates, you know, scrolling through the feed, you know, Woodbury Buy Nothing. And in those updates, just the last few days, I've seen both puzzles and Lego sets, missing pieces, of course, but it'll still be fun. Open bags of chips and other snacks. We just didn't like them. So if anyone would like to finish these, they're all yours.
Stop it.
They're, no, 100% true.
Chips.
One of my favorites, crumpled up packing paper, just in case you need to send something in a box and you need some crumpled up paper. Come on over to 35 Melody Lane. We've got some crumpled up paper for you.
Okay, they didn't want to put it in the recycling or it was a pain in the butt to get okay,
this is my favorite one. I didn't know this product existed.
Yeah.
A post for a box of mouth tape. What is mouth tape, you say? Well, it's exactly what you think of. It's tape to keep your mouth shut when you're sleeping so you don't snore.
You know, it's funny you should bring up
special
the mouth tape,
I should say.
Laura Oakes and I had a very long conversation several months ago right here on this very radio station about mouth tape.
Really?
Yes.
Did you pick yours up on Facebook Marketplace?
Two of the four members of the Eggert family are mouth tape users.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. Because
and
it can stop
are?
Your snoring.
And those
I'm sure
those
Dr. Howell
are?
I'm sure Dr. Howell would say that's not the right way to do it. But yes, it stopped their snoring. My wife and my son. And there's a Minnesota operation. I think the stuff terrible name. I'll God bless them. They call it hostage tape. I know, right? Not necessarily the most PC name in the world.
Not the most,
but
not the least.
But true too. But effective. Well, and good. It's expensive.
Well,
let me know the name of that group because I'll take that tape.
Well, maybe I should.
You should get it and sell it.
It's
expensive. It's very expensive.
Well, okay, then I stand corrected at least on that particular item.
But to your regular point.
To my regular point, that is, these groups have become the lowest rung, on the internet ladder.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're right. You're right. A bag of chips, come on.
Used bag of chips?
Used bag of chips.
One that somebody's hand has been in. You're interested in that?
Oh, that's gross.
A puzzle missing pieces just so you can get to the point where you're incredibly frustrated.
Right. Here we go. Oh. Yeah. Well, don't get me started on puzzles. I've got a kind of a controversial stance on them.
Oh,
I'm anti-puzzle.
All puzzles?
Yeah.
Why are you anti-puzzle?
Come on. There's got to be something else you can do. You know, put some cardboard together on a table and stop it. Go do something. Go volunteer. Pick up garbage. Walk the dog. I'm very anti-puzzle.
Wow, it sounds like it.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry.
It seems like a guy with one leg wouldn't mind a little time to sit down.
Yeah. Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Nope.
The puzzle community is very upset right now.
I'm sure they are.
Check
and
the
it's
text.
A, it's
They're
a controversial. It's a controversial statement.
They're coming at
I don't
want
to disrupt your bit, so let's not digress off puzzles.
Let's do one more before we hit the break, shall we?
Yes.
Let's talk a little football.
Okay.
Let's talk a little football. This one's very positive.
Okay.
Very positive because the Vikings kick it off Sunday in New York against the Giants.
Yep.
I was on NFL.com just a day or two ago and saw they did the ranking all the starting QBs 1 through 32 to start the season. Guess where Sam Darnold was at? No, you're wrong.
He wasn't even on the list.
No, he was on the list, but come on, you weren't going to guess it exactly. It would have been an incredible guess.
I was going to say 30, but...
Number 27.
Okay.
Number 27 out of 32. And I'll say this. Certainly, he's not had a great career. Circumstances have not been the best. He's probably never been in a better spot with talent around him than he is right now in Minnesota.
Throwing to Justin Jefferson, are you kidding me?
Pretty good. Yeah. You got some tight ends talent. You got a little running back behind you. Yep. You might just be all right. And I'm going to say this. If he and the most important pieces around him stay healthy, because health is always obvious.
All right, so what's this all about, David?
Like you don't know. Like you aren't sitting at home listening.
I am normally listening every Friday at this time.
I should hope so. Well,
explain it to me like I am a child.
You're asking for the people that perhaps don't listen every Friday.
Explain it to me like the guy who just blew the weather because I forgot that I was supposed to do that.
That's fine. Barlow does that all the time in the morning, right? You got to wake him up on the 5.
Got to wake him up. Too busy looking at his phone or something.
It's simple. I've got several topics that I will get into here. I'll dive into. I will let you know how I feel about that topic. And I will simply ask you, am I wrong? And it's up for you to make that decision if
I get to
wrong.
Be the ruling authority?
You, Jim.
No.
I wouldn't say authority.
No. Are you looking for someone to just agree with you?
No. I'd like for you to not only agree, but also praise my brilliance.
Okay.
Could you do that for me?
TBD on that, but okay.
Okay. Well.
All right. I like it. I like it.
Of course you do. It's brilliant.
Obviously.
All right. Let's start with this one because I saw something shocking yesterday.
Oh, you did? What was that?
Shocking. I was driving home and, they got the electronic billboards.
Yep.
So I went advertising a furniture company.
Okay.
And a sale they had going on, the Labor Day sale.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, self, isn't it a little late for a Labor Day sale? We're already a few days after. I think we should be moving on from that now.
Yeah. But
then I looked closer at that sign, and this wasn't just the regular Labor Day sale. This is a Labor Day sale that had been extended.
Oh.
Extended.
It was that big of a sale.
Yes. How about that?
Days were added.
So successful popular demand, they extended the Labor
Day
sale.
Next thing you're going to do is tell me they're going out of business,
It's never been done in the history of sales or furniture, I tell you what. Okay, why do furniture stores or car dealerships, whoever, you know, that sell the pricier items, why do we continue with this charade?
Why are we playing that game?
It's the lamest pricing scam in the history of pricing scams. Every furniture store has a sale every single day of the week, of the month, and of the year. And if you ever find somebody you love and care for that says, hey, I bought a new couch or a bedroom set, and I paid full price, you should get access to their wallet for 6 months, because clearly they don't care enough to take care
okay,
of it.
Okay, you're right.
Am I wrong?
You're right about part of this. But you're wrong about the other part.
Oh, please explain to me, oh wise one.
I did a story about this a number of years ago, and it was specifically about holidays like Memorial Day, Labor Day. Why do furniture stores have sales on said days? Wasn't this a DeRusha bit back in the day on Channel 4?
Probably everything's been a DeRusha bit.
Good question.
Good question.
It was not a good question, but so the deal is on holidays – oftentimes, people are off, and they don't have to work.
Shocking. I've never heard about that before. Yeah,
well, right, but what are they going to do? They're going to go buy furniture because it's a one day they have the day off together to be able to go and do something. Let's go jump on this mattress or let's go do this, that, or whatever. So they actually do sell more on holidays because they've got people there. It's not necessarily just a bit.
Well, it is just a bit. I'm not arguing that people take a holiday when they're home together making a big purchase, that they perhaps choose that day to go out.
Right.
I'm saying telling us that you extended the sale.
Yeah,
no,
that's
you
that's
didn't
garbage.
Extend the sale. That is a bunch of garbage, as
no,
you
that,
said.
That's garbage.
And starting on Saturday, you're going to have the Saturday sale.
That is garbage.
And pretty soon you're going to have the Tuesday sale. And then the Columbus/Indigenous Peoples Day sale is going to come around
next
month.
Great sale, by the way. Great sale.
Big fan of that one?
Yep, great sale. You can get the entire United States for a couple of feathers and beads.
That's it. That is a nice deal.
Wasn't a great deal for the sellers on that one. But buyers got a good deal.
Let's talk about another way to save some money, shall we?
Yep.
He's familiar with, I think it's primarily, maybe even exclusively a Facebook thing, the Buy Nothing groups.
Oh, I love me some Facebook Marketplace.
Yes. Well, this is even better than Facebook Marketplace. Because Facebook Marketplace, you typically have to spend a little bit of money.
Yeah.
A couple bucks for a used pin cushion or something like that.
Right.
The buy nothing is simply when you have a piece of junk that you want to get rid of and you say, hey, anybody want this?
Half-eaten piece of cheese.
That is so close to being more true than you perhaps even realize. In just the past few days, I had to join one of these a couple months ago because we were trying to get rid of a couch.
Yeah.
Something seemed perfect for a buy nothing group. We're not looking for a lot of money for it. We just would like somebody who wants a couch to take it off our hands so we don't have to figure that part out.
Yep.
That was all.
That's fair.
Well, now I get the updates, you know, scrolling through the feed, you know, Woodbury Buy Nothing. And in those updates, just the last few days, I have seen both puzzles and Lego sets, missing pieces, of course, but it'll still be fun. Open bags of chips and other snacks. We just didn't like them. So if anyone would like to finish these, they're all
yours.
Stop it. No, 100% true.
Chips.
One of my favorites, crumpled up packing paper. Just in case you need to send something in a box and you need some crumpled up paper, come on over to 35 Melody Lane. We've got some crumpled up paper for you.
Okay, they didn't want to put it in the recycling or it was a pain in the butt to get rid of. Okay,
this is my favorite one. I didn't know this product existed.
Yeah.
A post for a box of mouth tape. What is mouth tape, you say? Well, it's exactly what you think of. It's tape to keep your mouth shut when you're sleeping so you don't snore.
You know, it's funny you should bring up
special
the mouth
tape,
thing.
I should say.
Laura Oakes and I had a very long conversation several months ago right here on this very radio station about mouth tape.
Really?
Yes.
Did you pick yours up on Facebook Marketplace?
Two of the four members of the Eggert family are mouth tape users.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. Because it can stop your snoring.
And those,
I'm sure Dr. Howell, I'm sure Dr. Howell would say that's not the right way to do it. But yes, it stopped their snoring. My wife and my son. And there's a Minnesota operation. I think the stuff, terrible name. God bless them. They call it hostage tape. I know, right? Not necessarily the most PC name in the world.
Not the most,
but
not the least.
But true too. But effective. Well, and good. It's expensive. Well, let me know the name of that group because I'll take that tape.
Well, maybe I should.
You should get it and sell it.
It's
expensive. It's very expensive.
Okay, then I stand corrected at least on that particular item.
But to your regular point.
To my regular point, that is, these groups have become the lowest rung, on the internet ladder.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're right. You're right. A bag of chips. Come on.
Used bag of chips?
Used bag of chips.
One that somebody's hand has been in. You're interested in that?
Oh, that's gross.
A puzzle missing pieces just so you can get to the point where you're incredibly frustrated.
Right. Here we go. Oh. Yeah. Well, don't get me started on puzzles. I've got a kind of a controversial stance on them.
Oh.
I'm anti-puzzle.
All puzzles?
Yeah.
Why are you anti-puzzle?
Come on. There's got to be something else you can do. You put some cardboard together on a table and stop it. Go do something. Go volunteer. Pick up garbage. Walk the dog. I'm very anti-puzzle.
Wow, it sounds like it.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry.
It seems like a guy with one leg wouldn't mind a little time to sit down.
Yeah. Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Nope.
The puzzle community is very upset right now.
I'm sure they are.
Check
and
the
it's text. A, it's
They're
a controversial. It's a controversial statement.
They're coming at
I don't
you
want to
right
disrupt
now.
Your bit, so let's not digress on puzzles.
Let's do one more before we hit the break, shall we?
Yes.
Let's talk a little football.
Okay.
Let's talk a little football. This one's very positive.
Okay.
Very positive because the Vikings kick it off Sunday in New York against the Giants.
Yep.
I was on NFL.com just a day or two ago and saw they did the ranking all the starting QBs 1 through 32 to start the season. Guess where Sam Darnold was at? No, you're wrong.
He wasn't even on the list.
No, he was on the list, but come on, you weren't going to guess it exactly. It would have been an incredible guess.
I was going to say 30, but
number 27.
Okay.
Number 27 out of 32. And I'll say this. Certainly he's not had a great career. Circumstances have not been the best. He's probably never been in a better spot with talent around him than he is right now.
You're
in throwing
Minnesota. To Justin Jefferson? Are you kidding me?
Pretty good. Yeah. You got some tight ends talent. You got a little running back behind you. Yep. You might just be all right. And I'm going to say this. If he and the most important pieces around him stay healthy, because health is always obviously paramount, by the end of the year, you can mark him top half of NFL QBs based on just what he does this season alone compared to all the other guys this season.
Am I wrong?
I'm believing.
This is a tough one. My heart wants to believe. I want to believe that this is going to be it, and he's finally got the right system for him. And as much as I wanted J.J. McCarthy to be healthy, and see where that went. You're wrong.
Well.
Come on.
You're not buying into Sammy.
It's the Vikings. Everything seems great right now because we've not played a down of football yet.
Well, the defense could still be a train wreck. I'm not saying that.
That's what I mean.
Did you want JJ to play this year? Because I didn't.
I didn't want him to play, but I was excited about where things are headed with him.
Okay. It's obviously a very big bummer that he's injured and can't even really practice. But I was, as a Viking supporter, very much hoping Sam Darnold was going to be fine.
Yes.
To that point of, okay, he'll be enough to carry the team for a year. They'll probably not be all that great, but not be terrible. And JJ could be ready to go next year after a year of practice,
studying all that. Yeah, I was sort of like hoping that would be the situation too. But – you know, from a juicy story standpoint, what we would be interesting would be for Darnold to have a great year to do as well as you've predicted, mm-hmm. and then for us to have a conundrum next year.
Kick him to the curb or tell JJ he's got to wait another little bit.
What do you do? And then what's JJ going to do? He's going to be mad.
Probably.
Not going to sit around and wait.
But hey, if Sam's good, do you want to put JJ in the starting spot right away without having the year of practice?
Yeah.
Without seeing what he looks like in a game other than a little preseason?
Other than the three snaps he played before he got hurt, Aaron Rodgers.
What if Rodgers goes down week one?
That's what I mean. You don't know. Huh. Yeah, I want you to be right, but you're wrong.
Well,
how's that sound?
It sounds like a typical Minnesota sports fan.
Sorry.
Sounds like you're gone fatalist again.
Sorry, and I hate puzzles.
You especially hate puzzles about the Vikings.
Sue me, yes. All right. We've got more of this coming back.
We got plenty.
Oh, fantastic. All right. More of a Am I Wrong when we come back. You're listening to Newstalk 830 WCCO. Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows and Infinity from Marvin and get free installation and labor. Time is 2:51. About to wrap up this three-hour tour. I'm assuming Chad will be back on Monday.
God willing.
I hope you guys get Chad back, because I'll tell you what, it's not been much of a I haven't really offered much today other than my hatred for puzzles.
Still not over that.
Don't sell yourself short.
I know I saw
you offered me a very hearty laugh in the car.
Did you want a tasty snack, Jason? Did you want some salami?
Yes, I do. It's one of my favorite of the cured meats.
It's a great
It's really a top cured meat.
Yeah, it is a good top.
Am I wrong? You don't get a better cured meat than salami, right?
Well, soppressata is pretty good.
Okay,
I mean, let's not get
Mr. Soppressata over here.
I'm a salami guy.
Hey, we're just working man
fennel. Fennel salami, hard salami? What's your preference?
Hard salami.
Watch out for that boar's head. Oof.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
That's my go-to.
Do you think they're ever
going to
that's going to be a tough thing to overcome. I don't know how they do.
You get a bad recall, and it's tough. My father-in-law, for years, his job at General Mills, he was sort of a liaison between, like, the salespeople and the operations people. So when there was a recall, he would sort of lead that up. And let me tell you, it makes you a very paranoid human being when you're focused around a recall. And it's just, the reputational damage is tough. But Boar's Head, like, other stuff came out, right?
Right.
Everybody gets a mistake, like, whoops, yep, we got a recall. But then when it's like, oh, by the way, here's what the inspector is found.
I've given a second thought to any kind of lunch meat or any of that kind of stuff since it's been going on.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think a lot of people going back to Hillshire Farms now. Meat.
I just go with, you know, whole Minnesota pork. That's what I eat.
I knew this was coming.
Can you give us a little?
What a long game I was playing.
Yeah, you were.
Thank you.
Nice job.
I got a meat-related topic here, Joe.
Let's go.
Let's talk hot dogs. Okay. Let's talk unfinished beef. I think that's what they call it on Netflix. The Joey Chestnut, Takeru Kobayashi showdown on Labor Day. Kobayashi putting down 66 dogs and buns and getting absolutely destroyed by Joey Chestnut. 83 in 10 minutes. Ugh. Over 8 hot dogs a minute for 10 minutes. I think it's very clear. There's a lot of people that excel at any number of great things. Athletes, musicians, politicians, people that are the best at their field, perhaps the best there ever was, the best there ever will be. No human in history has mastered their craft as well as Joey Chestnut has mastered crushing dogs.
Am I wrong?
I can't think of a strong argument against that.
Of course you can't.
What about, like, Chad Hartman when it comes to regurgitating the same topics on the radio?
What are your favorites? What are the hits? Because I've got mine.
The self-checkout is one of my favorites.
That's very good.
That's a good one. Spring is trash. That's a good one.
Yeah. Don't forget fall is also trash.
Fall is also trash, yeah. Joey Chestnut undefeated at his skill.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Have you ever met him?
No.
He came on.
He was in town not that long.
Yeah, he came
ago.
On. He was on mid morning with me a long time ago.
And we don't do that trash. Those kind of trash.
Okay, I've seen your show.
Wow.
Settle down.
Unless you're a
Joey wouldn't pay, so you guys were like, forget it.
We're not for sale. We're not for sale.
That's a
we're
different not for show. Sale. We're that's not for a different sale. Program.
You should be careful
that's,
there.
That's in the afternoon.
I wish we were
that's
for
in
sale.
The afternoon. Yeah.
Because right. I take some money.
Absolutely. Joey, I wanted to hate Joey Chestnut, and he was so nice. It was very disappointing.
I'm not mad at him. Like, good for him.
It's so stupid, though.
For him, it is.
Did he even have like a little chip on his shoulder?
No. I
think
little,
I'm Joey bleeping Chestnut. Well, respect me.
I feel like post getting the boot. From now it is a different deal. But back then, he certainly at least was acting like, look, I know that I'm doing something very stupid, and I'm enjoying the ride.
But I'm a very rich man.
But I'm a very rich man.
Presumably.
You didn't make him eat a hot dog.
I'm not going to watch that show. I don't. I actually watched the Nathan's thing this year for the first time, like watched it from beginning to end. It's horrifying.
Yes, and I
like,
it is. That's
and
correct.
I like Nathan's hot dogs. I'm like,
it kind of ruins it, though.
It does ruin it. Yeah. And I sure as heck am not going to watch a Netflix special over it. Sorry.
No. It's a good hot dog, though.
It is a good hot dog.
Very good dog.
I think hot dogs are slightly underrated.
I agree with you on that. You're not wrong.
Brats get a little bit too much love. Is that what you're saying?
Around here in these parts.
They do.
Yeah.
A good dog is...
I mean, a Polish, sure. Italian sausage, fine. Yeah. Brats,
Yeah, I agree. Well, Jason, have a good show.
Hard to follow this. Can you hang around and just like practice doing an insurance commercial with me?
I'd love to. Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows and Infinity from Marvin and get free installation and labor. Time is 2:51. About to wrap up this 3-hour tour. I'm assuming Chad will be back on Monday.
God willing.
I hope you guys get Chad back because I'll tell you what, it's not been much of a... I haven't really offered much today other than my hatred for puzzles.
Still not over that.
Don't sell yourself short.
No, I saw
you offered me a very hearty laugh in the car.
Did you want a tasty snack, Jason? Did you want some salami?
Yes, I do. It's one of my favorite of the cured meats.
It's a great
It's really a top cured meat.
Yeah, it is one of the top.
It is good,
am I wrong? You don't get a better cured meat than salami, right?
Well, soppressata is pretty good.
Okay,
I mean, let's not
Mr. Soppressata over here.
I'm salami guy.
Hey, we're just working man
fennel?
Working meat.
Fennel salami, hard salami? What's your preference?
Hard salami.
Watch out for that boar's head. Oof.
That's
my go-to.
Do you think they're ever
going to
tough thing to overcome. I don't know how they do.
You get a bad recall, and it's tough. My father-in-law, for years, his job at General Mills, he was sort of a liaison between, like, the salespeople and the operations people. So when there was a recall, he would sort of lead that up. And let me tell you, it makes you a very paranoid human being.
when you're
focused around a recall, and it's the reputational damage is tough. But Boar's Head, like, other stuff came out, right?
Right.
Everybody gets a mistake, like, whoops, yep, we got a recall. But then when it's like, oh, by the way, here's what the inspector is
I've given a second thought to any kind of lunch meat or any of that kind of stuff since it's been going on.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think a lot of people going back to Hillshire Farms now. Meat.
I just go with, you know, whole Minnesota pork. That's what I eat.
I knew this was coming.
Can you give us a little?
What a long game I was playing.
Yeah, you were.
Thank you.
Nice job. I got a meat related topic here, Joe.
Let's go.
Let's talk unfinished beef. I think that's what they call it on Netflix. The Joey Chestnut Takeru Kobayashi showdown on Labor Day. Kobayashi putting down 66 dogs and buns and getting absolutely destroyed by Joey Chestnut. 83 in 10 minutes. Ugh. Over 8 hot dogs a minute for 10 minutes. I think it's very clear. There's a lot of people that excel at any number of great things. Athletes, musicians, politicians, people that are the best at their field, perhaps the best there ever was, the best there ever will be. No human in history has mastered their craft as well as Joey Chestnut has mastered crushing dogs.
Am I wrong?
I can't think of a strong argument against that.
Of course you can't.
What about like Chad Hartman when it comes to regurgitating the same topics on the radio?
What are your favorites? What are the hits? because I've got mine.
The self checkout is one of my favorites.
That's very good. That's very good.
A good one. Spring is trash. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget, fall is also trash.
Fall is also trash. Yeah. Joey Chestnut undefeated at his skill.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Have you ever met him?
No.
He came.
He was in town not that long.
Yeah, he came on. He was on mid morning with me a long time ago.
We don't do that trash. Those kind of trash.
Okay. I've seen your show.
Wow.
Settle down.
Unless you're a
Joey wouldn't pay, so you guys were like, forget it.
Oh, we're not for sale. We're not for sale.
That's a different show. That's a different program.
You should be careful there.
That's in the afternoon.
I wish we were for sale in the afternoon.
Yeah,
right. I'd take some money.
Absolutely. Joey, I wanted to hate Joey Chestnut, and he was so nice. It was very disappointing.
I'm not mad at him. Like, good for him.
It's so stupid, though.
It is.
Did he even have like a little chip on his shoulder?
No.
I'm Joey bleeping Chestnut. Well, respect me.
I feel like post getting the boot, now it is a different deal. But back then, he certainly at least was acting like, look, I know that I'm doing something very stupid, and I'm enjoying the ride.
But I'm a very rich man.
Presumably.
Yeah. You didn't make him eat a hot dog.
I'm not going to watch that show. I actually watched the Nathan's thing this year for the first time, like watched it from beginning to end. It's horrifying.
Yes, it is.
I like Nathan's hot dogs. It kind of ruins it, though. It does ruin it.
Yeah.
And I sure as heck am not going to watch a Netflix special over it. Sorry.
No. It's a good hot dog, though.
It is a good hot dog.
Very good dog.
I think hot dogs are slightly underrated.
I agree with you on that. You're not wrong.
Brats get a little bit too much love. Is that what you're saying?
Around here in these parts.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good dog is...
I mean, a Polish, sure. Italian sausage, fine. Yeah. Brats,
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, Jason, have a good show.
Hard to follow this. Can you hang around and just like practice doing an insurance commercial with me?
I'd love to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.